use of mafia pasta, SCPs, and other creepy odd tales brought to you by the folks at the Long Coat Mafia Podcast.
Greetings, Goombas. Welcome to another reading of SCPs. Some of you who've been following the program remember I first did a SCP beta episode which introduced the Foundation. All the files were found by a raid thanks to Uncle Tony. We shall continue these readings for you today. Let us start. We have a lot of documents to go through, and we should cover them today. Expect a long episode. I shall always try to keep these episodes more than 5 minutes, maybe longer if necessary, once we get to the meat of the various objects, creatures, so forth and so on. Groups of interest. The Foundation is not the only group with an interest and investment in the paranormal and metaphysical. There are many other groups in existence who possessed, use, or attempt to create SCP objects, either for their own personal gain or the protection of mankind. Some are rival organizations, some are splinter groups of the Foundation, and some are trusted associates of the Foundation. In any case, it has been deemed necessary to create and distribute a brief on what the agencies the Foundation knows about and our stance towards them. Alexivia University. Very little is known about Alexivia University or its motives. Evidence appears to suggest that the organization exists in some sort of alternate universe in which Latin and Greek cultures maintain dominance at least over the Western Hemisphere. Nothing to date is known about any other part of this world. All university-related objects have been found in mid-southern United States, and specifically in Tennessee, leading Foundation researchers to believe the university itself is located in that geographical area. Many objects associated with the university, which is not believed to have built the objects, are recovered during postal transit via an agency known as the Felicitransium Combine, and accompanied by relevant paperwork, which has helped shed light on the objects and the place from which they came. To date, all that is known about the methods that transfer the objects is that the technology that uses principles similar to that the Einstein-Rosen Bridge, a concept considered purely theoretical by contemporary science. A particular section of the university, known to the Department of Natural Philosophy, is considered responsible for the transferences, possibly without the knowledge or consent of the rest of the organization. Catalog SCPs relevant to Alexivia University include SCP-877, SCP-961, SCP-1043, SCP-1080, SCP-1081, SCP-1083, SCP-1546, and SCP-1998. To see all documents tagged, we'll get to these files at a later date. Are We Cool Yet? No, I'm not referring to the podcast, but a group. Are We Cool Yet is a collective of quote-unquote art terrorists. The members of Are We Cool Yet are capable of either obtaining or producing anomalous objects and entities, and using them to create art installations. These installations are placed for maximum public exposure and are often, but not always, fatal to bystanders. The phrase Are We Cool Yet is always present in some way. Further readings in regards to this will be posted, hopefully someday. The Black Queen. Very little conclusive information has been recovered about the person of interest called the Black Queen. All reports claim that she is a woman named Allison Chow, daughter of researcher Dr. Information Withheld Gears and Information Withheld Chow, before Gears' recruitment by the Foundation. She is highly intelligent, highly driven, and possesses extensive knowledge of Foundation structure, activities, and contained items. She has repeatedly been able to breach Foundation security. There are reports of her involvement with almost every major group of interest known to the Foundation, along with many local governments and most world governments. Conflicting reports exist of the Black Queen's activities and motivations. In some reports, she is said to be highly malevolent, murderous, and destructive. In other reports, she is said to be more benevolent, assisting the Foundation of endeavors in secret as often as she opposes them, as with nobody. Regardless, due to her major security breaches, she is considered extremely dangerous. Certain sources claim that the Black Queen is the same individual as LS of the Serpent's Hand, and that LS stands for Little Sister. These sources claim that either the Black Queen is benevolent towards the Hand in her role as LS, or that she is simply manipulating them more directly than other groups. None of this information has been verified. A few reports claim that the Black Queen is in contact with extra-universal individuals who also call themselves the Black Queen. These reports claim that Little Sister is a codename the Queens created to use amongst themselves, and that they cooperate and share information when it suits their goals. It is not known to what extent these reports hold any truth. Hopefully more documents to be read soon. The Chaos Insurgency. The Chaos Insurgency is a splinter group of the Foundation, created by a rogue cell that went AWOL with several other useful SCPs in 1924. Since then, the Insurgency has become a major player on the world stage, using SCPs that it obtains for its own personal benefit, and to consolidate its global power base. The Insurgency not only deals in SCPs, but also in weapons running and intelligence gathering. It makes use of dictator regimes in third world countries, often using their populations in the same manner as the Foundation does D-class personnel. Because of this, it helps to maintain the extreme poverty and war that is suffered by these countries. It also can continue its radical experimentation, easily conscription of forces, and lucrative business deals with rebel factions. Most of the SCPs possessed by the Insurgency are unknown, but of those that are known, the most notable are the Staff of Hermes, an item capable of warping the physical and chemical properties of any matter it touches, and the Bell of Entropy, an object that can cause a variety of destructive effects depending on where it's struck. Both of these SCPs were originally obtained at no small cost by the Foundation, and were stolen by the original founders of the Insurgency. The Insurgency also has known association with SCP-355 and SCP-884. The main base of operations of the Insurgency is unknown, as are its leaders. This organization is directly antagonistic to the Foundation. Coming to clash over SCPs several times, personnel are made to be aware of possible raids, terrorist attempts, and spies from the Insurgency, and to notify command about any strange behavior of fellow personnel. Documents to be found and later read to you, the fans, at a later date. The Church of the Broken God. Shortly after the discovery and containment of SCP-882, several members of this quote-unquote church came forward and demanded the return of the quote-unquote Heart of God. Led by one Robert Brumaro, they are a group of zealots believing that many of the SCP items to be parts of a quote-unquote God that was broken after the creation of the universe. By restoring it to its whole state, they will also gain godhood. Since first contact, three other key components of the quote-unquote God have been tentatively identified: SCP-217, SCP-271, and SCP-1139, a sect dedicated to the church built SCP-808. They are extremely hostile to Foundation operatives, branding them heretics, and will attempt to kill operatives and break containment of SCP items. It is unknown how they are able to detect these items, but they have shown their ability to do so with frightening accuracy. In addition, they have shown a remarkable ability to resist the mental effects of SCP items, notably SCP-882 and its mental lure. The church is viewed as a threat to both the Foundation and SCP. Members are to be detained by force or eliminated by whatever means deemed necessary by Foundation agents. To see all we will basically read these documents when we get to them. Dr. Wondertainment. It is unknown whether Dr. Wondertainment is an individual or an organization. All that it is known is that Dr. Wondertainment is capable of producing anomalous artifacts and entertainment entities which thematically resemble children's toys. Links to the factory have been speculated, but unconfirmed. We will read these documents when we get to them. The factory. Little is known about the factory, except that they seem to be capable of manufacturing anomalous artifacts, and that they use mass production techniques to do so. We will be reading the documents pertaining to the factory when we get to them. The Fifth Church. Quote, "This church is to other churches what clowns are to people. There are some superficial similarities, but all the wrong things are being emphasized and exaggerated, so you can't quite put your finger on what's wrong. Sure, it isn't out to get you, but what does that mean? Why is it there? What happens if it calls to you? Doctor, information withheld." End quote. The Fifth Church is also known as the Church of Fifthism, or the Fifthist Fellowship. It is a highly secretive religious organization which possesses ties throughout the entertainment industry. Despite repeated investigations, culminating in the 2007 nationwide sting known as Operation Stargazer. No further details regarding its doctrines, its practices, its number of members, or its goals have been confirmed. Although a watch list is maintained of 100 confirmed and suspected Fifthist celebrities and other predominant personalities, its origins have been placed in varying points in the mid-20th century and various locations in North America, Asia, and some sources have dated it to centuries earlier. The Fifth Church never communicated directly with the SCP Foundation, but it is to be considered a hostile force. Objects attributed to this group, which are currently under Foundation custody, include SCP-1523, SCP-1982, SCP-1724, and SCP-1425. We will be reading these documents at a later date. The Global Occult Coalition, a.k.a. the GOC. The GOC was created in the aftermath of World War II, from the remnants of defecting occultists, psychics, and priests and scientists from Nazi, Soviet, and Allied states, brought together and formed by the Allies. As the world stage broadened, so did the number of countries that had their hands in the GOC, until it became what it is today. The GOC is a largely political force, seeing themselves as the police of the paranormal world. They pride themselves on destroying supernatural entities, and make use of the most high-tech experimental technology possible, obtained from their benefactors. Many potential SCPs have been destroyed by them before the Foundation could obtain and contain them. They have been both on the side of the Foundation and against it at times, depending on the situation. They largely hold the Foundation in contempt for their use and containment of SCP items rather than their out-and-out destruction. The GOC has respected the Foundation's formidable might enough to leave it mostly alone, although there have been some questionable incidents with the GOC have strictly denied involvement. Agents of the GOC are to be treated with suspicion. The GOC are known to have involved themselves with SCP-1609 and SCP-1899. These documents will be read by us at some other time. GRU Division P. Originally known as... Well, this is in Russian. I'm not going to attempt to read it. Pronounced Chid Akin. Or the 4th Department Abnormal Occurrences Commission. It was established in early 1935 by direct decree of J.V. Stalin. Its first task being the investigation of the murder of S.M. Kirov. During World War II, the commission expanded into the newly recognized GRU Division P. Psychotronics, working to counteract anonymous threats from the SS and Nurbi and the Vatican, and to capture and study anonymous artifacts, both home and abroad, for the benefit of the Soviet government, Division P has carried on with its role throughout the Cold War, making the Foundation operations in the countries of the Comintern difficult. After 1991, rapid reconstruction coupled with budget cuts and the decommissioning or sale of significant assets resulted in numerous defections of their personnel. A significant proportion of both Chaos Insurgency and MCND operatives in Eastern Europe originated from GRU Division P ranks, and the flooding of European black market with anonymous items formerly in their possession. Currently, this group of interest poses little direct threat to the Foundation. Objects associated with GRU Division P are SCP-1011, SCP-1723, and SCP-1232. These documents will be found and read at a later time. Hermann Fuller's Circus of the Disquieting. Hermann Fuller's Circus of the Disquieting is purported to be a circus of anonymous origin and purpose. Currently, there is no evidence that this group exists beyond the allegations of various sapient SCPs and a handful of damaged non-anonymous artifacts. Most instances of related objects typified by humanoid status are physically mutated in some way, such as SCP-1884 and SCP-1860. Others appear to be typical fairground objects, DART as SCP-1921, or take the form of attractions for the show as SCP-1956 or SCP-1931. Typically, objects related to Herman Fuller's Circus of the Disquieting are found at fairgrounds where the show is said to have preformed. These documents to be read at a later time. The Horizon Initiative. The Horizon Initiative is an organization created in the late 1960s by various influential sects in the main three Abrahamic religions as a response to the growing number of anomalous activities and groups in which they have perceived as threats. Through the full extent of their goals is uncertain. The Horizon Initiative is known to target SCP objects, either within the intention of retrieving or destroying them, depending on each item's perceived place in their dogma. The initiative is led by a tribunal composed of leaders from these three largest sects involved in its creation. Throughout the large amount of internal strife often leaves the official leadership in less than full control of the organization. The HI's main combat force, Project Malleus, is generally deployed in anti-cult operations and in SCP retrieval operations. The initiative's relations in most of the other groups of interest and the Foundation seems to be in a state of constant flux. While all parts of the HI perceive the Church of the Broken God and Fifth Church with a great degree of hostility, and at times engaging them in armed conflict, segments toward the Foundation and the GOC vary greatly, from open hostility to a limited willingness to cooperate, depending on the internal affiliation of individual members. Those documents will be read at a different time. Okay. MANA Charitable Foundation, established in 1971 as a interfaith humanitarian relief agency, recovered documents described the MANA Charitable Foundation's mission as sharing of all God's miracles with the least of his children. Funded directly through associations with various charitable groups and religious organizations, and on occasion publicly endorsed by wealthy philanthropists or academic institutions, the MCF's primary agenda since its founding has been the free distribution of anonymous objects or their byproducts to civilians living in poverty-stricken regions in the Third World or in areas affected by warfare, famine, or natural disaster. The MCF is currently recognized as a non-governmental organization by the United Nations and is known to operate legally and illegally. In several hostile or isolated regions outside the Foundation's sphere of influence, while no SCP objects have been known to be distributed by the MCF to date, have caused intentional harm to human beings or communities, and detained MCF operatives tend to demonstrate strong pacifist beliefs. Containment breaches associated with the group have often resulted in human casualties or severe threats to the global status quo due to unforeseen consequences of the objects released from containment and or a zeal to distribute potentially helpful objects immediately without rigorous scientific study of their long-term behavior. Objects known to be associated with the MANA Charitable Foundation include SCP-1135, SCP-1176, and SCP-1615. Documents to be read at a later time. Marshall, Carter, and Dark LTD, a quote-unquote club based in London, England, catering to the super-rich with extensive political and financial ties worldwide. This group has caused extensive problems with the foundation. Marshall Carter and Dark LTD is known for collecting rare and obscure items, along with providing its members the most exclusive, expensive, and rare experiences available. These activities have resulted in conflict with the Foundation on numerous occasions. The group is not known for the use of force. They prefer to apply extreme financial and political pressure to achieve their goals. When forced to use more motivational, more direct means, Marshall, Carter, and Dark LTD employ outside agents, and it is very difficult to connect said agents to the organization. Marshall, Carter, and Dark LTD has caused several SCP containment breaches, primarily through the use of money or social pressure. Several reports, records, and even items have been leaked by Foundation personnel who have been approached with large amounts of money, or threats of extensive jail time or torture. Notably, two containment sites were almost brought to public attention after the Foundation refused access to members of Marshall, Carter, and Dark LTD. Information pertaining to Marshall, Carter, and Dark LTD, such as the name of the director or even a list of members, has proven very difficult to acquire. Agents encountering members of this group are advised to maintain a cover story and not for any reason reveal Foundation ties or SCP information. We'll be reading these documents when we get to them. Quote unquote, nobody. Little is currently known about the person, entity, or group known as quote unquote nobody. First sighted in 1954, they had numerous appearances since. There has only been one person seen at any given time. Typically described as a male, Caucasian, dressed in a gray suit and a fedora. If asked his identity, he replies that he's nobody. However, it is not known if this is the work of a single person or multiple agents of a single unknown agency. Their agenda is currently unknown, sometimes helping the Foundation, sometimes hindering it. Caution is recommended if any field agents encounter an operative identifying themselves as quote-unquote nobody. More documents to be read at a later time. Office for the Reclamation of Islamic Artifacts, a.k.a. ORIA. The Office for Reclamation of Islamic Artifacts, ORIA, is a paramilitary force answerable to the Supreme Leader of Iran, dedicated to the collection and utilization of anomalous artifacts throughout the Middle East and Central Asia. Following the 1979 overthrow of the Imperial Iranian government by revolutionary forces and subsequent creation of the Islamic Republic of Iran, all Foundation personnel were expelled from Iran as quote-unquote agents of colonialism. Attempts at maintaining a clandestine presence in the country met with failure, with the majority of Foundation personnel either captured or killed, and sites information withheld and information withheld being captured by Iranian forces. To prevent Iran from being left behind in the field of extra-normal research, the ORIA was created by a secret decree of Supreme Leader Khamenei in 1981. Despite its name, the group has not limited itself to the pursuit of anomalous objects of Islamic origin. Although the ORIA has access to considerable resources, its effectiveness is hobbled by infighting among the numerous factions within the organization. Some of these disputes center around philosophical differences. such as the weaponization of anomalous objects, while others appear to be personal in nature. The proliferation of the factions appears to have been intentional. As the organizations of ORIA often leaves multiple commanders with overlapping areas of responsibility, it is theorized that the reasoning behind this arrangement was to prevent any one individual from accumulating enough power to pose a challenge to the supreme leader. With the spread of Iranian hegemony throughout the Middle East and Western Asia, the ORIA has expanded its reach across the region, becoming the foremost paranormal organization in the Middle East. The ORIA is to be considered a hostile force, and the Foundation personnel are advised to use extreme caution when engaging. Files to be read when we find and get to them. The One Ori Collective. The information about the One Ori Collective has come to the Foundation only through interviews with persons who have come across it, and the anomalous objects they leave behind. It is unknown whether any individuals are members of the collective, or if it exists as one whole outside of the Foundation's perception of reality. Researchers have theorized that the One Ori Collective may be a self-aware dream that works to deliver impertinent dreams to the more permanent reality. It is rumored that certain Foundation employees believe to have been visited in their dreams by entities claiming to be part of the One Ori. They sometimes identify as a singular being, and sometimes as many. The content and aftermath of these experiences is said to be mentally exerting, and it is said that many personnel have opted for amnesiac therapy after being interviewed. Intelligence has shown that they have been documented by other groups of interest, usually to a degree similar to the Foundation's interaction. The One Ori Collective is apparently capable of contacting even highly associated entities, e.g. Nobody. These ambitions of One Ori are currently unknown, and is debated as to whether or not they have any desire or goal to achieve. Documents related to the One Ori Collective include SCP-2805, SCP-2028, and SCP-2272. Hopefully we'll get to those documents and read them to you. Prometheus Labs, INC. Prometheus Labs was founded by Information Withheld in 1892 as Scientific Research and Development Corporation based in Data Expunged, who had over the years developed several potentially marketable products of a pre-natural quality. Prometheus Labs was regarded as a profit organization claiming to develop technology and tools that will aid humanity to surmount the so far extraterrestrial realm of the paranormal. Despite posing no direct threat to the Foundation, Prometheus Labs was relatively reckless in their regimens and refused the Foundation's recommendation of special containment procedures for certain products that would warrant them. In January 9, 1998, one of the Prometheus Labs projects, Data Expunged, resulting in the annihilation of their base facility. In the aftermath, the Foundation swept over Prometheus Labs Ground Zero and recovered several surviving products and personnel. Products were retrieved as SCPs and survivors inducted as Foundation personnel. The Foundation is currently attempting to establish contact with Prometheus Labs branches and affiliates. Objects recovered from Prometheus Lab facilities include SCP-148, SCP-155, SCP-534, and SCP-1290. To see all documents tagged with Prometheus, we'll read at a later date. The Serpent's Hand. The Serpent's Hand is a small but formidable organization responsible for several security breaches. At least three different individuals have been encountered, all of whom used possible or confirmed anomalous items for infiltration purposes, including SCP-268, which was stolen from the Foundation, who had in turn recovered it during a raid of a Chaos Insurgency facility. The total number of members belonging to this organization is unknown, as is their level of technology. Number of SCPs held, or total level of threat, however, it is clear that they are highly coordinated and possibly dangerous. One of their leaders is thought to be a figure known as LS, who is considered to be personally responsible for two security breaches in Foundation sites. The Foundation is currently has little information about the Serpent's Hand, and almost all known information about the Serpent's Hand has been leaked from the GOC intelligence. The group seems to embrace the use and existence of paranormal items, and in particular seems to embrace humanoid and sentient SCPs. The Serpent's Hand has been highly vocal in criticizing the containment and destruction of these SCPs, especially those which are fully human and are not particularly destructive. The group seems to have unfriendly relations with the Chaos Insurgency and the ORIA, and an extremely hostile relationship with the GOC. The only recorded cases of unprovoked violence by the Serpent's Hands members have been against GOC agents. The Serpent's Hand seems primarily based in an anonymous location called the Wanderer's Library, a building accessed through the portals found in many different parts of the world. Direct assaults on the library have so far proven unfeasible, even when the entrance could be found, however. However, initial intelligence seems to suggest the Hand has little understanding and control over the place. Attempts to infiltrate the Wanderer's Library are ongoing. More documents to be held at a later time. Unusual Incidents Unit, UIU, or the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Disappearingly referred to as quote-unquote X-Files, after the television program starring David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson. By the larger FBI community, the UIU was formed after the SCP-blank containment failure incident brought about the existence of paranormal activity to the public consciousness. Although later debunked as a information withheld, a letter attached to HR information withheld by representative information withheld of information withheld required the creation of a special FBI division devoted to rapid response to paranormal events and crimes. Since official protests by then FBI director information withheld would have drawn suspicion, UIU was formed on date withheld to quote-unquote research and react to paranormal activity. Members of the UIU are genuinely well-meaning, although their lack of effective resources and training often make them a liability in the field. Early attempts to recruit from the UIU have met with dismal failure, as UIU is generally considered a dead-end career path, the unit tends to attract the lowest rung of FBI talent. Personnel who request a transfer to UIU voluntarily are few, and those who do generally exhibit high levels of gumshoe and gullibility. For this reason, UIU operatives are to be recruited at the same time as same tier as normal FBI agents. Should UIU obtain possession of a genuine SCP, personnel are required to contact Assistant Director Information Withheld at the Information Withheld Office for retrieval and replacement with an inert substitute. The standard Men in Black concealment pattern is recommended for these scenarios. And for incidents where UIU is operating in the same theater as Foundation elements, FBI agents operating for the UIU have engaged in combat operations with Foundation operatives and the Office for the Reclamation of Islamic Artifacts, as detailed in Information Withheld of the Bowie Commission reports. Well, Goombas, I'm going to end the reading right there. There's still loads to read yet. Before we go into the direct SCPs themselves and explore the odd items and people and things and other weirdness. Thanks for listening. If you're listening to on this on iTunes but don't prefer iTunes, you can listen to us on Stitcher Radio, which is Stitcher.com. If you don't use either of those and you found that's it. But if you found us listening through the website and prefer to download it on a separate MP3 player, please feel free to do so. If you prefer iTunes, we're on iTunes. If you prefer something other than iTunes because you don't like iTunes, we are on Stitcher, as I said. Our email address is longcoatmafia@gmail.com. Our website, which hopefully some of you found, is thelongcoatmafia.podbean.com. We are also on Twitter, which is longcoatmafia. We're on Instagram, also known as longcoatmafia. Please email us if you like these, so forth and so on. And until the next reading, take care. Sweet dreams.